This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Conservation easements are legal tools available to landowners, allowing them to negotiate land use restrictions to keep their land free of development and subdivision long after they're gone. The number of organizations founded for the purpose of buying easements continues to grow. Lynn Sherrod represents the Land Trust Alliance, an umbrella group representing land trusts around the country. She says ranchers are starting to see the benefits of these easements.
I worked with the Colorado Cattlemen to start their first land trust. Since then, seven other states have gone on to form their own land trust. Finally, farmers and ranchers have peer-driven organizations that are working with this concept.
A few years ago, Kansas Livestock Association founded the Ranchland Trust of Kansas. Its mission is to preserve Kansas ranching heritage and open spaces for future generations through the conservation of working landscapes.
A lot of people thought that conservation easements were so new that it would take decades, but in fact, we have a long waiting list.
That's Stephanie Manis. She represents the Ranchland Trust of Kansas.
There are a lot of families who have been wanting to do something like this for a long, long time, but they just didn't know what the mechanism for protecting the ranch is, and it's called a conservation easement.
One landowner protecting the legacy of his land with conservation easements is Chester Peterson, Jr. Working with Ranchland Trust, he put two land parcels under conservation easement. One parcel is 310 acres northwest of Lindsburg. He says part of that land offers good grass and the rest grows so-so crops. But this land along Coronado Heights is historic. Spanish explorer Francisco Vazquez de Coronado came north out of Mexico 473 years ago.
Looking for those seven silver cities that this Indian told him about. He got up to central Kansas, and being human, you know that he's going to go to the highest point of land in the area to look further north and east. Is there an Indian village or a silver city? So almost certainly that he climbed up the southernmost butte, Coronado Heights. You know, on a full moon night, you might be up there and you say, oh, Coronado walked here.
The larger parcel is in Ellsworth County. Just at the Ellsworth entrance to I-70 eastbound, on the right is Peterson's land, 1,335 acres of native grassland where the eastern tall grass gives way to the short grass prairie of the west.
What I didn't like as a teenager, there's about 2 inches of soil, and then rock, and digging post holes by hand as we did in those days wasn't my favorite thing. But this is my time to regenerate. I head up out there, and I walk it. It's beautiful.
On the north side of the interstate now stands a wind farm. Those gigantic white machines seem somehow out of place on a landscape that otherwise looks today as it did when pioneers departed Westport in the 1860s.
I checked with the wind turbine people expressing, I guess, false interest, but I wanted to find out what they paid. If they only put four on that 1,335 acres, that I would double what I would make from grass rental. So I can see why it's attractive to some people, but, you know, when you do that, you're selling something. You're selling a part of yourself, you're selling a part of your heritage, and with this perpetual easement, there can be no wind turbines, there can be no oil wells, can't be any antennas, it can't be subdivided, so it's going to look like, you know, it's just like it was in primeval times before the white man came. I wanted to preserve that.
It's Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about conservation easements and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.